Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Memo. What's up, Macaulay? I know you had a fun day today. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, it was a blast. I'll talk more about that later.
Oh.
It was a great experience.
Yeah, we're definitely going to talk about that. Because Mac here, he went to Yankee Stadium, which is always a magical experience for him and other Yankee fans. But, yeah, he's definitely going to, talk about that. So stay tuned for that. We're going to talk about the Mets. As of right now, Mets are leading 8-4. We're going to talk about that. Talk a little preseason. NFL with both the Jets and Giants. Talk about some a key move that the Knicks did in their postseason and what Paul Pierce said about, the Knicks as, he's the newly Brooklyn Net in that big blockbuster trade, in this offseason.
Talking trash already.
Oh, yeah, talking trash already. He's a Celtic. What do you expect?
Mm-hmm.
Or he was a Celtic, but you know the idea.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, we're going to talk a little sports entertainment, you know, a little WWE, a little TNA. You know how it is. And, of course, folks, you know the number. And feel free to, you know, give us a call. You know, let us know your feedback and about sports entertainment and everything else. That number is, of course, 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk and give us your thoughts on what's going on in the world of sports. Yeah, you know, why don't we do this? Let's just go right into it. Let's lead off with your big moment, if you will.
Well, got the chance to go to the Yankee game today, but it wasn't any ordinary day or any ordinary game that I went to. I had the pleasure of sitting in the private suite, courtesy of my company, who got tickets from one of our vendors. Mm-hmm. And when my coworkers won the raffle for those tickets, at the last minute he couldn't go, so he texted me yesterday asking me if I still wanted them, and I said, yeah, why not? You know, can't pass up a private suite ticket to a Yankee game. Mm-hmm. So, I took them, and I went with one of my friends, and we got there to the private suite. We took some pictures with some old-time Yankees like Mickey Rivers and Ron White. And Brian Cashman, the GM, was there. He had he took some Q&A from some of the fans, answered some of the questions, and I took a picture of him and enjoyed the game. And it turned out to be an exciting game. You know, Yankees won on a walk-off home run by Brett Gardner. Mariano blew the save again to the Tigers.
Again. Yep, I heard about that.
Yeah, it seems like he's having a little bit of August slump. Yeah. Yeah, during the time of the year, he has a slump. So hopefully, he'll get it out of his system and get ready for September and October. Hopefully October, you know, if we make the playoffs. But, A-Rod had a good game. You know, he had a home run and hit an RBI. There was a mixed reaction with A-Rod. You had some people booing, some people cheering. You know, me, right now, with all the distraction that A-Rod has given our team, I could care less, you know. So I didn't care enough to cheer or boo for him. I was just neutral, you know. Mm. But got to admit, he had a good game, so I got to give it up to him. You know, he did help us out. And it was just an exciting game. Brett Gardner had that walk-off home run to lead us to this win today, 5-4, and Yankees ended up taking 2 out of 3 from the Tigers. So hopefully, from here on, Yankees could go on a roll. You know, we'll have to see, you know, what they do. But they're not out of it yet.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, a very exciting game. And
mm-hmm.
Even though this is radio, you could see the enthusiasm and the excitement that you went through. You know, just seeing the highlights of what a game. And then you had, that fan experience, behind the scenes. We didn't talk about this off the air, but I think it's a safe bet this is your best Yankee experience ever.
Oh, yeah, of course. By far, man. Meeting Pettit and Cashman, I almost had an orgasm. It was a great experience, man. There's no words I can describe the feeling and the excitement that I had seeing those guys and, you know, being up there in the private seat and enjoying the game. I mean, this was a great experience.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the experience. But I hope you didn't enjoy it too much like you alluded to moments ago. And I'd have to personally tell them to ban you from the day. All seriousness, that's great. You know, you enjoyed, your time at Yankee Stadium, and
yeah.
You said they won two out of three.
Yep.
Mariano blew, had some blown saves, in this series. But
yep.
Good thing you guys were able to bounce back and get those wins. And, the way you guys go, as you guys try to make a late playoff push.
Yeah, and, you know, the whole A-Rod thing, I mean, he's right now he's playing good, I mean, but I still don't know how to feel about him because, I mean, like, someone who lies so much and gets away with it, I mean, I don't think it's, you know, I don't think you could trust him. I mean, I can't trust him as a fan.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. You know, I know he's not the only one that did it, but, I mean, he's, you know, he's lied multiple times.
Yeah, exactly.
And, I mean, I'm all about forgiveness, but, I mean, you know, this guy, he literally doesn't want to be forgiven because he just keeps lying and, you know.
Yeah.
You can't trust him.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, he's appealing the suspension right now, you know, and so hopefully he'll probably play this whole season without being suspended, you know,
without
because appeal. Exactly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll most likely be suspended for the start of next season, you know.
Yeah.
So.
I think he's going to miss the entire next year. If everything goes as planned, and probably parts of the year after that, if, you know, everything stands the way it's supposed to be with the 200 and the, 14-game suspension.
Well, is it going to be that long? Is it that long?
Well, that's what it is as of right now, but, you know, unless they appeal it, you know, A-Rod's lawyers get them to appeal it, you know, it'll be, you know, a lot lesser, but... You know, we shall see what's gonna, you know, we'll see what happens in the, you know, up and coming weeks or months. I mean, it's totally a black eye for baseball, either way you look at it.
Man, this black eye for baseball has had a black eye for the last 10 years now with this whole steroids and performance enhancement drug scandal, you know?
Sure, they've had it for practically... 20 years, basically, except that, you know, the skeleton in the closet, you know, came out, you know, like, what was it, like, almost 10 years ago with the whole Canseco, you know, ratting out his, you know, his fellow players.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'll admit it, you know, I honestly thought it was legit. I mean, I know there's a lot of people who knew about it, and, you know, they, you know, they looked the other way because they were making a lot of money off this situation. But to be honest with you, I honestly fell for it. I literally, you know, I'm not ashamed to admit when I'm fooled. And I was legitimately fooled. I thought these guys actually did it legitimately until, until the whole, you know, Congress, who was it, around 04? You know, with the whole Congress when they were talking to Bonds and Sammy Sosa, who magically couldn't speak any lick of English, you know, in front of Congress.
Right.
You know, and when McGuire was, you know, he made a statement that he didn't want to say anything, basically, to paraphrase. Man, I knew those guys were lying for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
And Barry Bonds, I mean, you could clearly see he was, especially after 2001. I should say after 2000, you could clearly see this guy was clearly on the news.
Oh yeah.
But like before 2000 or 99 or so, I was oblivious. But until, you know, they started getting whispers about these guys doing it, and you could clearly see Barry Bonds, you know. He looked like, you know, the Popeye version of himself, you know, after the thing.
Yep.
And if you look at his Pittsburgh Pirate days, he looked like olive oil. You know, a speedster, you know, stealing bases. He would have been in the Hall of Fame anyway, but...
Yeah. I mean, he was still a great hitter back then.
Yeah,
you know.
Great player. You know, a 5-2 player, and then, he sold out just so he could be the home run hitting king, and...
Yeah.
Shoot, did all this, so many damage to his body that, you know, we don't even know about yet with all those steroid use he's done.
A lot of these players, man, Mark McGuire, A-Rod, you know, don't know we'll see what effects they have later in their elder years.
Mm-hmm. Because their body can't sustain all that, you know, that body mass from the, you know, the steroids they've been taking, basically.
Yeah, and HGH, I mean, when you inject yourself with synthetic human growth hormone, I mean,
your body breaks down,
your body's not going to produce your own HGH anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to have to rely on synthetic HGH for your whole life.
Yep. It's really messed up.
Yeah.
Things people do for fame and money.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand, you know, you want to be the best. You know, you want to succeed, but, you know, you got to do it the right way, you know.
Yeah.
Not that I'm throwing stones. Not saying I'm perfect, but, I mean, come on, you know. Look at what happened. What were you saying? What did you say? I didn't hear what you said.
Luckily, Will, me and you, our PEDs is the JJ. And that's
but,
legal.
But what was I gonna say? You know, switching gears to the Mets, you know, they they're playing right now 8-4 against the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're trying to win this rubber game. And as we speak right now, they're leading 8-4. The biggest blow right now is Andrew Brown. He came off the bench in the seventh and hit a three-run home run to give Mets the 8-4 lead. Because prior to that, Mets, you know, jumped out, you know, to a huge lead at the time.
Right.
They were leading 4-0, and then the other team hit a three-run home run to cut into the lead.
Cool.
And then basically Mets have tried to, you know, held onto like a narrow 5-4 lead until Andrew Brown gave him a little, you know, insurance with the three-run home run.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, yesterday, Wheeler, he pitched a great game. Ever since these last three starts, he's pitched well. You know, ever since his start with the Marlins, he's, you know, pitched a lot better. You know, as he said, he's watching Harvey. You know, he's you know, modeling his game after Harvey, and you can see that you can see the genesis of Wheeler being a dominant pitcher, potentially being a dominant pitcher in the future once he gets everything locked in. But you know, so far so good. He's 5-1, I believe, and hopefully he keeps it up.
Yep.
And Mets lost yesterday. Friday night. The D-backs, they had a lead. I think it was 4-0 lead. We cut into the. We eventually tied the game. And afterwards, in the bottom of the ninth, Goldschmidt, he hits a walk-off home run to win the game. So right now, Mets, you know, they have an 8-4 lead. Late in the game, I believe it's the eighth inning right now. And Mets are trying to win this rubber game.
Nice.
And after that, they're going to go to Dodger Stadium. Yeah, Oh, what were you going to say?
And you are alluding to me. You were telling me last night that during the game in the eighth inning or ninth inning, it was a strange pig noise or something, cow noise.
Yeah. It was like a weird moose or a cow noise. It was, like, really weird.
The fuck? What the hell is going on in Arizona?
I have no idea what's going on down there in Arizona. I mean, but it caught J.J. Putz by surprise because it was like, because when the noise went on, he threw the pitch away. It bounced off the mound. I don't even think it bounced near the plate. It bounced like right in front of the mound because he was startled by it. Yeah, I was like, what the heck is going on? Because you know how all these stadiums have their own kind of, you know, songs like Everybody Clap Their Hands and all these
right,
different
right.
songs and And everybody have their own kind of like sound effects that they have, you know,
right,
during the game. So I'm thinking this is part of the sound effect in the game. And then I'm like, but then when I watched the replay, I noticed that Putz was startled. So clearly, you know, he's never experienced hearing that noise,
wow,
you know, before during the game. So obviously someone who's in control of the sound accidentally played, you know, that cow or moose sound blaring extremely loud during the game.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah, it was. Hopefully the Mets can hold on to this lead.
Yeah.
But let's switch gears to the Jets preseason. Basically, you know, I know it's preseason, but, you know, Sanchez, he threw an interception. And Geno Smith, you know, he basically, you know, got hurt. I don't think it's serious, but, you know, Geno Smith injured his ankle. Basically, as the Jets lost their first preseason game on Friday night.
Yeah,
and
those interceptions are not looking good at the moment.
Exactly.
That was a problem last year for the Jets.
Oh, yeah. The last 2 years, he's led the league in interceptions, I think, with, what, 51 interceptions, so...
Yeah.
You know, he really needs to cut down on it, and, you know, Geno Smith is healthy, and he plays the way that we expect him to play. He should start, you know, just as long as Rex Ryan doesn't hold on to his favoritism and loyalty towards Sanchez.
Yeah.
Because it's just one preseason game, but when you combine it to his performances these last 2 years, you know, it's alarming.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely much better.
Oh, no doubt about that. And on the flip side, the Giants, there's a trend here. I mean, other than the Knicks, your team has good news. My teams have bad news. But let's go to your Giants. They won their first preseason game.
Yep. I saw some of the first half, but I did see Eli Manning threw a touchdown pass to Victor Cruz.
Mm-hmm. Well, he did the salsa dance as usual.
Did the salsa dance. The defense played pretty well. The special teams, one of the players blocked a punt. I don't remember who blocked it, but the Giants, they looked solid. I think they won last night, 18-13 or something like that?
Something like that. Yeah, I believe that was the score.
Yeah, but there's still more questions. Still questions surrounding the defensive line. Still got to see how they do without OCU Mignora, who they lost. So, still a lot of questions surrounding the defense going into the season.
Yeah.
It was a pretty solid game for them. But, you know, again, it is preseason, so you can't make too much of a big deal out of it.
Exactly. I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah.
And on the flip side, teams that have question marks is, of course, the only team that me and you actually root for, and that is, of course, the New York Knicks.
Yep. Knickerbockers.
Yep, the New York Knickerbockers.
Yeah, I almost cursed.
Yeah, you gotta be careful because, you know, there could be kids listening. But what was I going to say? The New York Knicks, they made a key signing. They got Beno Udrich from the former San Antonio Spurs. He won two titles with them.
Yep.
You know, shoot the three. You know, good signing. What's your thoughts on the whole thing?
It's a good signing. I mean, the guy, he played with Milwaukee last season. Played with Orlando. Good point guard. He could shoot the three. He has good ball handling skills, and he could pass. I think it's a good pickup.
Yep.
I think he'll be our third string point guard behind Shelton and Prigioni.
Yeah, and some people are saying that he should probably be the first point guard off the bench. You know,
I wouldn't debate that. I mean, he's a good point guard. I mean, he could definitely play.
Yep. And you know, we're gonna have guys who can you know, knock down the three with Bariani, you know playing the center, you know,
yep,
off the bench. But you know, Bariani, he got to improve on his
defense,
you know, his defense and his rebounding skills.
Yep.
You know, to complement you know, Chandler, because you know unlike Chandler, you know, occasionally, very rarely, he could, you know, he takes mid range shots.
Yep.
But Bariani, you know, he's like a modern day, you know, center, especially a European, you know, type center who could you know, score, hit threes, and basically score from anywhere. So that could complement Chandler when they're both on the floor at the same time.
Oh yeah.
And of course, Beno Udrich's strength is the pick and roll. So you know, you could see if Amari is healthy, you know, they could have a little magic, the same magic that Amari and Felton had, you know, throughout their Knick careers.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So, and then you throw in Artest, you know, that enforcer, and Kenyon Martin, who's another enforcer, defensive presence, which we sorely needed in the postseason, especially in the Pacers series.
Yep.
So, you know, in the beginning of the off season, you know, I was less optimistic because, you know, I was still suffering from the knockout blow that Roy Hibbert and the Pacers gave us in that postseason. But, you know, I'm back, you know.
Yep.
They knocked us down, but we're not knocked out. They won the battle, but they didn't win the war. We're going to be back next year stronger and tougher than ever. So to all the teams in the NBA, bring it on. Go New York, go.
Go New York, go New York, go.
Sure, right. Let's start the season. Let's tip it off right now.
I'm ready.
We could play in Rucker Park, NBA Jam, rooftop, whatever, man. Let's play.
Yep.
And just since I'm in a fighting mood, you know, let's talk a little WWE. Let's see what happened. Basically, Bray Wyatt and Kane at SummerSlam, basically they're going to have a Ring of Fire match, which is basically an Inferno match. But instead of putting your opponent, you know, on setting your opponent on fire, you can pin them. I don't know if there's a submission also, but basically it's a regular, you know, it's a regular match. Except there's fire all around it, you know, like in our Inferno match. What's your thoughts on that?
That's crazy, man. That's a sick match right there.
Yeah, hopefully it lives up to the hype.
Yeah.
And I'm predicting Kane is going to go down.
Really?
I think Kane
That's
is going to
match.
Lose. Even though this is, you know, supposed to be Kane's match. Well, he lost to Undertaker, the first ever Inferno match, too.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He did beat MVP, you know, a few years ago, I think on SmackDown. It was like, I think, 07 or 08. But I think Kane's going to go down. One, you know, this is Bray Wyatt's first match since he's changed his gimmick from Husky Harris.
Right.
And, you know, he needs that push. And by defeating Kane in essentially Kane's playground, you know, that's as big as a push you could get. You know, for
yeah,
a guy trying to prove himself. So I think Bray Wyatt's going to get the win, and then he's going to set him on fire because, you know, he has a suit. You know, I'm assuming it's going to be flame retardant on that day. Because if Bray Wyatt gets into a fight, his Hawaiian shirt's going to be burned in the fire. But
yeah,
then again,
that's true.
But then again, it's not an Inferno match, so he doesn't need to be set on fire to lose.
Right, right.
But my prediction, I guess that's a quick, a little tidbit of SummerSlam preview. I think he'll lose. But we'll talk more about that next week when we preview SummerSlam, which is going to happen next Sunday, I believe.
I can't wait for that.
Oh, yeah, the big thing that happened on SmackDown, I mean on Raw, was that they wanted the McMahons wanted him to be corporate, but Daniel Bryan didn't get his beard shaved by Wade Barrett, so he's basically going to stick with his gimmick and try to challenge Cena for the title next week.
Oh, that's going to be something.
Oh, yeah. And TNA news, basically, there was a Team 3D or Dudley Boy 3D because the Dudley Boy, Bubba Ray, and now Bully Ray, and Team Von Tag versus Kurt Angle and the new TNA champion, up this SummerSlam also, so I'm looking forward to that one. I'll give you my predictions about that. Do you think you got something?